you are listening to. No, that isn't me, and it sure isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. Now, this podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Hey, 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 how are you? Welcome to another episode. Actually, I'm sounding quite chipper there. I should probably have my tail between my legs a little bit and say it a little bit more sheepish instead and be like, hi, I'm back. Yes, I did disappear and I'm back. But that's exactly why I'm doing this episode, because yes, I did temporarily disappear last week, which it was half term for many of you, as it was for me. You may not even have noticed that I did not do my planned episode last week. So my podcast plan is now completely to pot. I had a Valentine's special planned and everything. And then, yeah, it didn't quite happen. And what did happen? Well, life happened. Yeah. So let's go back in time to around, well, it was the 9th of February. It's etched on my mind. The last day of term, dropping my first daughter off. So I have one daughter who goes to high school, and then the other two, the younger two, go to primary. So I drive them all in one go. You can get my bit of a life story here in this last week, but it is relevant, I promise. So, do the drop off. Just as I'm about to pull in to the first school, my car completely goes, or more, my clutch completely went as I was driving. Yeah, it wasn't fun. Somehow, I got it round the corner, I managed to park up, got my eldest daughter to school, and then panicked a little bit. Have a friend nearby, an amazing friend who I said, have you set off yet? She was taking her children, you've got to drive them to the next village. She wasn't taking them, her husband had taken them, and she got him to come back and take my two. And yeah, the reason I'm telling you all this, well, first of all, I have ADHD, I'm going to tell you the full story, I'm going to go around the houses, it's just what I do. But it kind of sets the scene, sets the tone of why I then disappeared last week, and why, yeah, I've just been feeling a little bit, not necessarily burnt out, but just a little bit, I don't know the word, it's not even fed up. Lackluster? Tough times? I'm not sure. But life does this. It gets in the way. It brings us down a little bit. Our energy can disappear. And we might do this where we just temporarily disappear into the abyss of social media, and you've not got that energy to keep going. And yes, you could schedule in advance. You could have a social media manager, which I'm going to come to. But sometimes you just go. You just disappear. That's what happened to me. And going back to that day, so I did say go around the houses. Yeah, that was the day, first day of the holidays, of the half term in the UK. It's in February 2024, anyone listening in the future. Car completely died on me, clutch had gone, and it took 6 hours for the breakdown recovery person to come and get me. So yeah, it wasn't a fun day. And yet it set the tone for the holidays. So I had some brilliant friends and family that have helped me out with lifts. We've had some brilliant days out, but I'm still without a car. This is 10 days in. The garage haven't even looked. This could turn into a rant. The guys at the garage haven't even put it on the ramp yet. Yeah, it's not been fun. So you can see how my energy then went downhill, and everything I had planned. I had Monday free to work and to record my podcast, but no. It just wasn't happening. I wasn't feeling it. And I just disappeared. I chatted to my podcast manager, who actually, she pretty much said it to me. She's like, do you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not the end of the world. If we don't get an episode out this week, your well-being comes first. So let's just take a back step. So I was so grateful for that advice. And actually, I've not put that in here because this is about ways to get your, well, ass back in gear if you temporarily disappear. Oh, it rhymes as well. I didn't know that. So that is this episode title. But I'm not saying anything like that. The advice of, yeah, sometimes we just have to have that self-compassion. And it's so true. It's not the end of the world if we disappear for a little bit. What would be is if you get into that funk and disappear for months and months and months, which I kind of did last year in my transition year, you can always make your way back. But let's just look at the ways you can get your ass back in gear if it's just temporary. If it is just something where life has got in the way slightly, you felt that bit of a slump and you then want to get back to it. So for me, this is first day of back to school, first day back in school for my girls, and I'm back here, on here, recording the next solo. Yeah, my plan is all out of kilter, but it doesn't matter. We adapt. It's all good. But yeah, I'm recording this hot off the press the day before. I will get in advance at some point. I'm determined to. And actually, again, I'm going to go off on one a little bit here. Anybody on Instagram or Facebook who follows me, has a look at my stories. I am finally doing my podcast pod. I've been on about this for months and months and months. I was on with it. I say pod. It's nothing too fancy. It's just under the stairs. I've got it under the stairs cupboard. I'm converting that into a mini podcast studio. And it's going to a fancy backdrop with this brilliant on-air light. I've got this neon light. And yeah, I was on with that last year. It was full of stuff that I just dumped when I moved in. I've been sorting through it. Then the coat hooks fell down. I've said this before, I think. And it just derailed me. And every time I opened the door and looked at the massive mountain of coats, I was like, no. I'm sure you've all had that. Where you open something or you're going to do a task, it feels too big, so you don't bother. But yeah, I decided to do it this week. Literally last night, I was painting at midnight. I prepped it for the day after. It says ADHD in full swing again. Prepped it for the day after. No, my brain does not work like that. It can't leave it. It started to whisper to me. It's like, Carly, come and paint me. I've got it all prepped nicely. Only took an hour and it looks beautiful. I've got a handyman coming this week to put like a little desk shelf thing up that I've got planned. I hope it works. Put the neon light up. I can get in there and get ahead of podcasting and start interviewing guests and have it back on YouTube with this fancy new backdrop. Okay, so I've just given you the story of my life, the last 5 minutes, but it does all say connect, it all fits, and that is why I've gone into this slump and how I'm coming back out of it, and that podcast pod is definitely one of those things. So let's look, though, at five ways just literally typed them up, of how you can get quickly turn things back around. I say quickly, the first one actually isn't that quick, but it's important. So let's look at these. And then there are side things like, you know, me doing the podcast pod. You know, is there something else you can do just to motivate yourself? Something personal to you that you've been meaning to do that you know will spur you on? You could have that as a side note to this. So as always, grab a pen and paper. You may just be inspired and you might end up with actually a to-do list at the end. But this is not to overwhelm you. So please be mindful of that if you are making notes. Be mindful this is not to create a huge to-do list that again feels overwhelming and doesn't get done. This is to inspire you and to motivate you and to get that ass back in gear. Okay, let's look at the ways you can do that. So number one, I've just put this as reevaluate. So do things need changing up? You know, sometimes we can disappear, life gets in the way, we take a bit of a back step, and it might just be that. There might be nothing at all that needs fixing. But you might notice as well that actually your energy may have been a little bit lower than you thought for a while. Sometimes it just takes a little knock and you realise that. So just to reevaluate, journal around it as always. Do you feel energised about what you're doing still? Does something need tweaking? Do things need changing? Watch out for signs of burnout. Again, it might be that you just need that little bit of time out. But could it be more? Do you come back sometimes thinking, oh, I still feel tired. I still feel sick. It could be overworked. If it's ADHD like me, they call it ADHD burnout because we are constantly on the go. We're constantly thinking. We're constantly doing. So sometimes it's just looking out for these things and thinking, how can I make things better or different or more streamlined? So reevaluate where you're at right now, how you're feeling, how your business is making you feel. Do you still feel aligned? If not, have a look at the episodes. It's always there. I can't remember which one it is. But there is a solo episode about getting back in alignment, so have a look. As always, my free brand values download as well. Link is in the show notes, I think. I will put it back in. I don't think it's in all of them. But have a look at that. That really helps you to realign as well. Okay, Number two, I'm just going to get through these. I've just waffled on for 8-9 minutes. Try and speed things up a little bit because it is meant to be just a really quick solo episode to help get you back in alignment, back feeling motivated if and when you need it. Like me. This is more a note to myself, I think, after last week. So yeah, hopefully you're not in this space, but there might be a time when you are and you might just take some of this forward and think, oh yeah, I'll listen to that episode again if you feel in a bit of a funk in the future. Okay, number two. So yeah, we've looked at it, we've reevaluated. Is everything feeling aligned? Are you feeling energized? If not, what does need changing? How can you get back in alignment? So number two is actually to take whatever you've evaluated and whatever you've come to a conclusion in number one is to start to take those steps to change it. Can you do it by yourself or do you need support? And this is a really good time to look at your figures, look at your sales, look at your downloads if you've got a podcast or your email list, because it could be that you're thinking, I can't quite put my finger on it, but things aren't really moving forward. Could be time to get a little bit analytical, or I'm not very analytical, I admit, I confess. So I then get my VA to do that because I'm awful with it. So again, do you need support with that? Can you gain support if there's anything that's not feeling quite right? It might even be you've got a mentor, a coach, you just chat it through, business bestie, you're in a mastermind, anything, somebody you can talk it through with. Okay, number three. So this all links on, you've evaluated, you've started to make changes, you've got support if you need it. Number three, it links on, is to outsource where you can. So like for myself, and actually I'm going to just say a bit of a caveat here, because yeah, things like I've just outsourced my social media. And some people might think, well, that's odd because you help people with that. Yeah, I do, as part of brand strategy. It's all about getting in alignment, getting your messaging place, your vibe. I always come up with content ideas and I love helping people with that. So then people think, well, Carly, why are you outsourcing it if you can do it? And this is it. Sometimes we just don't have the energy for ourselves. So you've got to check in. Check there's no ego there. You know, I've done this before where I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm good at writing copy. I'm not going to get a copywriter. But then sometimes I've checked in and gone, yeah, but I've not really got time for it. Or I'm too stuck in my own head with this. I can do it for somebody else. I can't do it for myself. So I've actually brought in a copywriter. So check in with your feelings around everything. How you're feeling about that thing that you might be able to do, you might not. And outsource it. My top tip in all of this, I think. I would outsource my life if I could. And the biggest one at the moment for me is nothing to do with my business, but it's also with my energy and my feelings around it, is I get my ironing done at the moment. I mean, I don't iron and I don't really wear anything that needs ironing, but my girls are at school. I guess they need to look presentable at school in their uniform. So I get their uniform ironed. It's the best money I spend all month. It's amazing. And there's all sorts around this. I say about checking in with your ego. Could be even conditioning at this point. You know, it's just a bit of ironing. We should do the ironing. Why pay somebody else when we can do it? But, you know, do you have the energy for it? For me, it became really something. You know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's just a bit of ironing. But it became a massive thing. Every evening or every week, it's like, oh, the ironing. I was putting it off, procrastinating over it. It was really quite, not stressing me out, but, you know, it was there, niggling. So I outsourced it. And it's the best thing ever. Love it. So another top tip there, yeah, don't iron. Okay, number four. So to check your message and your ideal client and your content strategy. So this is a bit of a sidestep there. It kind of goes back to number one and two, looking at if you're feeling aligned, but it's coming back to it. So you've outsourced, you may be as well, if you can outsource, or you made changes yourself, something might not still be hitting the mark. So just check in with where you're up to in your brand strategy. Maybe go back to your brand values. Again, do the brand values guide, which I say to do every 6 to 12 months. And yeah, just check in again. But check now your message and your ideal client. So it's not just if you're aligned anymore, it's going deeper. Do come and get support with that if you need it. That is something I love helping with. Because again, I just know if you're anything like me, get stuck in your own head and you just can't see the wood for the trees. You can't see your message. You might overthink it and think, well, who is my ideal client? Or dream clients, as I call them. Or sometimes I say soul-aligned clients. You can't see it because sometimes you're stuck thinking, and I did this back in my first business, where I was in fitness. I had a personal training business many moons ago, sort of 15 plus years. And straight away, I was told to kind of go for your ideal client who's got money. But it wasn't, they weren't aligned with me. Actually, I just wanted to help everyday women. And this is a whole different episode, but I'm just going to touch on it because it's really important. it's not to follow where you think you should be. It's to work out who you want to work with. What do they need right now? So check in at this stage. Once you've got that support in place, you've evaluated, you've aligned, something's still not quite right. Check in your messaging and what you're offering your ideal client and how your content is on the back of that. You know, is it hitting the mark? If not, do get support on this. And I would love to help you if you do need that help. Or there's my self-study course, or program, I should call it, called Beyond the Brand, like the podcast. This goes through all of this, but you get to do it at your own pace. With live support, there's a complimentary Facebook group where you can come in and ask any questions. You get 10 weeks of emails to keep you on track, just give you a bit of a nudge. It's very similar to a live program, but you do it at your own pace, and it's a fraction of the cost. It's my signature program. I love it. It's professionally filmed and everything. Have a look in the show notes. It is, at the time of this going to press as such, press, airwaves, I'm not sure how you say it. It is on a pre-sale, due to be released 11th of March, but you get instant access to the group to come and get some pre-program support. Do check it out. That's if you need help with that, or come and chat to me about VIP days or one-to-one support. Okay, number five, the fifth and final one. So just quickly go through these. I said I did want this to be quite actionable, quite quick. You know, we're not going deep, although some of it is asking you to go deep if you need to. So number five is to check in with you. So I'm, well, number, was it number two, number one? Number one, I said about signs of burnout, checking that you are making that time for you. So you might love your business, you might love your clients, you love what you're doing, but just to check that you're doing things for you. You know, what lights you up? What energizes you? Are you making time for that? And again, you could get support with that if you want to. You know, it could be even just you love going to the gym, but you don't make the time. Could be getting a PT, which I used to do. I know it's obviously cost and everything, or it could just be something online, an accountability buddy. But what lights you up? For me, something I never make time for, which I love, is reading a book. I've got so many books that I just don't read. But I then start to try and force that time and start to do it. Yeah, it takes a lot to get there, but when I feel like I just need to fill my cup, refill my cup, that's what I tend to do. Same with painting. I love painting. I never make time for that. So actually, again, note self, accountability, I'm going to do that. What is it then that you need right now? And that's it. That quick run through. I think it was longer actually me telling you my life story these last couple of weeks. But yeah, that is how to get your ass back in gear if you temporarily disappear. Just those five steps. Reevaluate where you're up to. Look out for signs of burnout as part of that. Change anything that you're not feeling aligned with. Do you need support? Which leads you on to number three, which is outsource, but get more specific. Check in with your energy around something that you might be able to do, but you're just not doing it. Number four, check that message, idea client, your brand strategy, basically, or go back to the brand values. And number five, sidestep, what lights you up? Are you making time for you? That does have a knock-on effect. If you're not filling your cup, you're going to feel tired. You might just not feel energized to get back to it when you want to. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with an interview. I'm hoping it's not a repurposed one. I keep repurposing whilst my podcast pod is completed. It might be. And if it is, they're all amazing. They're brilliant guests I've had before that I handpick to bring back. So maybe, it may not. Let's see. It's a bit of a surprise, bit of a mystery going on for next week. But there will be some fresh, brand new interviews coming soon. Have a great week, everyone. Chat soon. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.